I don't know if he's a crack salmon, but he's back there. All right, I was listening to some stuff this weekend. I do a ton of mowing, so it's kind of nice to have a iPad, or iPod. iPad would be too big to carry, but iPod, and I get to listen to a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And I heard a correlation between God's New Testament and an earthly will. And I thought it was kind of cool. And I kind of added some stuff to it as I thought about it, because there's a lot of time to think while you're circling the field trying to get everything done. But we all seen these movies where people die and they leave a lot of money. And then the family fights over it. They're kind of arguing, bickering, and going back and forth. A lot of times it ends up in court. And then even a lot of times all the money disappears because they're arguing about it, and you got to pay people to do that stuff. But what I was thinking about was God's New Testament as a will, you know, our inheritance that God gives us. And I think it would go something like this. Unlike the will in the movie, we thought about it, it applies to some or a few. People get left out of the will, and then they're complaining about it. But God's will applies to all of us. Everybody in human history has an opportunity to accept the will, or to or participate, or to deny the will. They can even deny it. And a couple scriptures come to mind. One of them, and I love this scripture. Ezekiel 33:10 and 11. Now as for you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, you have said this, our transgressions, our sins are too heavy, and we are wasting away because of them. How can we survive? Tell them, as I live, the declaration of the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked person should turn away from his way and repent. Repent, repent of your evil ways. Why shall you die, O house of Israel? So that tells me that this is a corporate will, a corporate election. And in 1 Peter 3:9, the Lord does not delay his promise, as some understand delay, but he is patient with you, not wanting any should perish, but all come to repentance. So God's patient with us. So this is a corporate election, not just for a few, not just for special people, not just for Israel. And then in Matthew 24:31, this again tells us it's for all. He will send his angels with a loud trumpet and gather his elect from the four winds. Now, who are the elect? Anybody know? All of us? I hope all of us in this room, right? Yeah. Yeah, God elects. That's who put their faith in Christ. That's who the elect person is. So an earthly will can be like God's will. It's just like grandparents that leave a will for their descendants, and even ones that aren't born yet. They can pass on whatever their inheritance is to the ones that aren't even alive. And these descendants have a choice to reject the inheritance if they choose. Maybe they don't see the value in it. Maybe they just don't care. They're lazy. They just don't want anything to do with it. Maybe they don't see it as relevant to their lives. Or maybe the conditions are too burdensome to collect. Maybe there's some kind of some kind of clause in the will that they have to do something to collect this inheritance. God has left his inheritance to us in the New Testament, and these are with conditions. We have to put our faith in Jesus Christ to accept that will and to be part of the saved. And we need to show people the value in what God has given us. You know, we're so far removed probably from the original, you know, when this was written, when Christ, and we're getting into a post-Christian society where these things don't mean very much. You know, we're materialists. We like having things instead of an eternal security. So whether we need to show them the value, the relevance, the conditions aren't too burdensome for them to bear. Matthew 11:30 says. Let's see. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Or 1 Corinthians 10:13, where he's not going to put anything on you that's more than you can bear. So it's not too burdensome. And the one thing I want to leave, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, is 1 Peter 3:15. Not 2 Peter. And this is where spending time with God, spending time in his word, will help us. We'll go up to... Let me see here. Wrong part. We'll go up to 14. But even if you should suffer for righteousness, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, nor be disturbed. But set apart the Messiah as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to give a defense to anyone who asks the reason for hope that is in you. However, do this with gentleness, respect. Keeping your conscience clear, so when they accuse you, they cannot denounce your Christian life. So always be ready to tell people about this will that is available to them as we have accepted it and become eternal with God. So thank you. Amen.